my main reason for ringing up is because I feel that smoking's such a filthy habit. Internal organs are so full of filth that just one part of a smoker's organ within me would fill me with so much dread. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to eat. I'd probably deteriorate in my health so rapidly. I'd probably die anyway sooner than a smoker who's smoking 1,000 cigarettes a day. I just couldn't live with it.
So, but that's more of an emotional reaction, isn't it, than a physical one?
Well, yeah, I agree, but it's just, I just could not live with it. I'd feel sick of the stomach. I mean, I actually have a real battle with smokers in general anyway. I hate having to walk through throngs of smokers outside theatres. And in fact, I went to see Tonight's the Night, the Ben Elton, Rod Stewart musical the other night, the Liverpool Empire. And I thought I had sanctuary inside the theatre when we got in. And then they were smoking on the stage. That's a character called Stone who had at least three cigarettes. I was amazed. I can't escape it. And I get really serious migraine attacks from the smell of cigarettes. So I need to avoid it at all costs.
But the thing that Ed is talking about here is if you had cystic fibrosis and if your life expectancy was... You'd rather die?
I'd rather die than have anything from a smoker. I regard smokers as the lepers of the 21st century and we should treat them as such. If I was a cannibal... I would regard the meat from a smoker as unfit for human consumption.
Okay. Thanks, David, very much indeed. Right. Okay. That's started us off in a fairly moderate way. Linda Mann.